Symphony and music by Delib. That's from 1 o'clock tonight. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online. It's 11 o'clock, time now for World on 3 with Mary Ann Kennedy.
Sweet. The soundtrack of the movie is a staple for me, but the bonus disc that accompanies the 10th anniversary reissue of the music to Oh Brother Where Art Thou has some gems in there as well, including the original recording of I'll Fly Away, sung on the original album by Gillian Welch and Alison Krauss. But that's the 50s recording of the Kosoi sisters, on which their performance was modelled and which was featured in the film. Twins Ellen and Irene, accompanied by Eric Darling. Welcome to World on 3 with me, Mary-Ann Kennedy. Tonight's show features one of the rising stars of English folk, Jackie Oates, with songs from her beautiful new album, Saturnine. And having just returned from our Canadian safari for World Roots, travelling through Cape Breton Island and Quebec, we brought some fab music back with us, and I've got a couple of tracks to look ahead to those programmes, which will be going out round about December, January time. And here is a first taste. It's a band that we met at a hurdy-gurdy and song festival in rural Quebec. Now, if that sounds a bit rarefied, it wasn't really. In actual fact, it was the perfect place to understand the intertwining nature of traditional Quebecois music. The dancers play, the fiddlers sing, the singers dance, they all dance. And when we first saw Les Chauffeurs à Pied in action, playing for a late-night barn dance, when each dance went on for round upon mesmerising round, well into the wee small hours. The boys also boast some of the guardians of the great Quebecois fiddle traditions in their lineup. Here they are with the Grand Gigue de la Rivière Rouge. Lachelle Furwer, followed there by one of the young fiddlers we met in the legendary Red Shoe Pub in Mabu, Cape Breton, home to many a great session where we captured Chrissy Crowley in action. And her set there, with two Irish tunes on either side a Nova Scotian number, indicative of the way the various island cultures happily intermingle: Irish, Scottish, French and First Nation. That set, the Caharrua, comes from her solo album The Departure. And the first of the World Roots specials from Canada will go out on BBC Radio 3 in December. Now, I know that having spoken to the Ritty player Jules de Camara on and off, he's been dying to explore the fiddle traditions of Scotland and pit them against his one-string Gambian fiddle. So it was really good to see that he's managed to hook up with Griselda Sanderson for this collaboration, Julaba Kunda. Griselda has already been involved in other projects that mix Scottish music with Swedish and West African traditions, and I'm pleased to see that my home turf had an appropriate impact on Jules. Day, judging by the lyrics here anyway. Let's go up to the glen and share Scotland's beauty together, a great nation. So go, my people, go and experience Scotland, its wonderful people and breathtaking landscape. What more can I say?
Let me walk around the key right tomorrow. Scotland, yes.
Jewel de Camara and Griselda Sanderson's tribute to Scotland was first up there from their new collaboration Julaba Kunda, and that was followed by a version of the Jealous Sister tale by Julie Fowlis from her album Uam. Julie's on tour at the moment and plays Dunfermline tomorrow night at the Carnegie Hall and the Queen's Hall in Edinburgh on Sunday. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on Three, where my guest tonight is the English folk singer Jackie Oates, sometime member of the Unthanks, sister of singer Jim Murray, but very much a force in her own right, with the likes of a Radio 2 Horizon Award under her belt. Her new album, Saturnine, is a powerful vehicle for her talents, with a distinctive palette of sound backing the songs. And she's here in the studio just now to play some of those songs live. And she and pals are going to start out with Young Johnson.
One, two, three, four. Young Johnson and the young colonel, they sat drinking at the wine. Oh, marry my sister Johnson, he said, and I will marry thine. Your sister I will never wed, not for all her golden land, but a mistress she will make of me when I come o'er the strand. In a rage then Johnson drew his sword, hung down by his knee, and he's pierced it through the young colonel, and word no more spoke he. So Johnson's away on his milk-white steed to his sister's house when he, oh, I have killed the young colonel who you thought had loved thee. If you have killed my own true love, then woe be unto thee. For I do swear undo declare that hanged you shall be. So Johnson's away on his milk-white steed to his true love's house when he, oh, I have killed the young colonel, thine only brother was he. If you have killed my brother, she said, then sad and sore I'll be. But a careless for the young colonel, than I do feel for thee. So come on now, my dear Johnson, come in and take your seat, while I do walk the castle round, and careful watch I'll keep. Twenty armoured men came riding o'er the lea. Good morning, Lady Margaret, good morning, then cried she. Did you not see a bloody squire come riding by this way? If light brown was his hawk, she said, and if dark brown was his hand, if milk white was his deadly steed, then he's new run from the town. So the knights, they sent their spurs to horse, and they turned away from town. Margaret's away to a true love's bower to tell him what she found. There Johnson lay in a silent sea, and he dreamed that they were near. Out as he drawn his sword so sharp, and he stabbed his lady clear. concern, what cause for this, cried she. Well, I thought it was my deadly foe that you'd enticed to me. But can you live, my dear Margaret, till the doctors can be found? How can I live then, Johnson, she said, when the blood comes trickling down? Take your sword all in your hand and ride o'er yonder plain, and think no more of thy true love than if she'd never been. He scarcely had been out of the hall, still covered all in gore, when 4-20 swords so sharp had pinned into the door.
Fantastic stuff. Jackie Oates and her band playing live in session here on World on 3 in the atmospheric surroundings of the Maida Vale Studios. And Jackie's just joined me over here at the table. You looked as if you were having a great time there, yeah, with the band. Yeah. A lot of eye contact there. Mm. Very technicolor song and very gory for, yeah, someone that was bringing such a smile to your face.
Yes, that one's a child ballad. It's the full version of a child ballad called Young Johnson that I learnt from a lady called Sue Burgess from Otley in Yorkshire.
How much does it matter to you where the songs come from as much as what they are?
Well, I like to have a reason for singing them and find songs that I can relate to. And folk songs vary so much according to which region they come from. So I've got a great affinity for songs from the southwest in particular.
You're born in Cheshire,
yes,
originally.
Yes, I was born in Cheshire and brought up in Stafford, but I moved to Devon when I was 18 and I've been there ever since.
So would you say that's really where you gravitate towards, because you've spent part of your youth and grown up in other places that have strong musical traditions themselves?
Yeah, I have, but Devon really struck a chord with me because there's a real beauty about the Devon and Cornish songs that I haven't found anywhere else, really.
Can you put your finger on what it is?
I think because Devon and Cornwall are quite a long way from the rest of the country, there's this sort of sub-community about the place, and you get lots of sing-arounds, unaccompanied sing-arounds, where people are singing songs that they've learned orally and have been passed down to them. And so it's got its own feel to it.
Do you have to go in search of that? Do you kind of have to know where to go, or is it a bit more visible than it might be in other parts of the country?
Well, I think there's an awful lot going on, but to a certain extent you have to know where to look. But people are so nurturing and encouraging down there that once you find one session or sing around, they'll point you in the direction of the others.
So do they consider you to be one of their own now?
I think so, yes, yes.
You hope so.
I hope so.
Introduce us to your band.
Okay,
playing
so
with you today.
I've got on the accordion and piano Mike Cosgrave. And then on double bass, James Budden, guitar, Tristan Sume, and on hurdy-gurdy, Steve Tyler.
And Steve and the hurdy-gurdy sort of brings me on to one of the things that struck me when I listened to the album first, which is that it's got really quite a broad sort of... It's almost like you've painted with sounds, quite unusual sounds, with the hurdy-gurdy and with handbells as well.
That's... Yeah, well, the idea for this album was that I wanted to tackle arranging traditional music in a slightly unusual way. So I wanted to take slightly obscure instruments such as the handbells and the hurdy-gurdy and the viola da gamba and put them alongside the more traditional instruments. So I saw it like a concerto grosso. So my band, my regular band, are the orchestra, and then you've got the hurdy-gurdy and the viola da gamba as the soloists.
Tell me now, this next song that you're going to sing is actually the first song that we played on air from the album. Tell me about the trees.
So this is a version of The Trees They Grow So High, which is quite a common song in the English folk repertoire, but this particular version comes from Padstow, from the singing of three old women who used to sing whilst they mended the nets.
Well, we'll let you play it now in the slightly different surroundings of the Maida Vale studio. Jackie Oates and the band playing live in session for us here on World on 3. And these are The Trees They Are So High.
Thank you.
The trees, they are so high, and the leaves, they are so green. The days past and gone, sweet love, that you and I have seen. 'Tis cold winter's night, you and I must lie alone, while my pretty lad is young, but he's growing. Oh, Father, dear Father, you've done to me a wrong, that I should be wed unto a lad that is too young. 'Tis cold winter's night, here and I must make my moan, while my pretty lad is young, but he's growing. Dear, no wrong to thee's done, for I have married thee this day unto a rich man's son. At the buffle of the gale, here I toss and cannot sleep, while my pretty lad is young, but he's growing. Then, Father dear, if you think it fit, then send him to the school a while, to be a year there yet. And the snowflakes fall, and I am chill and freeze, but my pretty lad, so young, still is growing. I look it in the garden, I look it o'er the wall, at 24 scholars there my love exceeded all. 'Tis cold winter's night, and I must make my moan, while my pretty lad is young, but he's growing. Stretch o'er my pretty lad, now done growing. I'll make my love a shroud of holly and vine, and all the while I'm making it, my tears run down the twine. And as the bell doth knoll, I shiver as one cold, and weep o'er my pretty lad, now done growing. And weep o'er my pretty lad, now done growing.
Well, one of the standout tracks from Jackie Oates' album Saturnine, and a heartbreakingly beautiful live version played there in Maidavale for us by Jackie and Mike Cosgrove on piano. And there's more to come from tonight's session here on World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy. And this next track comes from one of the founder members of the Parisian world music conglomeration, the Orchestre National de Barbès. But while some of the music that turns up on Aziz Samoui's solo project, the University of Gnawa, while it was written while he was playing with the orchestra, he felt the need to keep them kind of to himself. He quotes a great Arab proverb, "Only your own nails can scratch your skin properly," and I know exactly what he means. The album is a production by Martin Meissonier, who counts musicians as diverse as Alan Stivell and Shane Cootey in his track record. It's fantastic stuff, especially the voice that really grabs you by the ears. Aziz Samoui and Salabati, the traditional Gnawa call to the saints.
Yeah.
Well, if Ethiopic Supremo Francis Falsetto has given them his blessing, who are we to disagree? The Imperial Tiger Orchestra, another European band inspired by the sounds of Falsetto's Touchstone series of recordings from the heyday of Ethiopian and Eritrean popular music. The Tiger Orchestra hail from Switzerland, and they're not afraid to blend the Golden Age sounds with other ideas from right across their musical influences, even guitar licks from Thailand, which is fair enough, I suppose, given the sound parallels that seem to exist, well, on the surface at least, between Ethiopian and Far Eastern music. So it's not a huge leap to move to the new album from the Californian-Cambodian collision that is Dengue Fever. Now, I will admit to having been quite happily out of step with a lot of folk and not at all being a fan of the first album. But this new release is slowly doing its thing on me. You can actually find a plug-in-by-plug-in dissection of this track online, as Paul Drew Smith describes his approach to backing Chomnimol's voice for the song. But I suspect it's best really to put the anorak to one side and just let it wash over you, thinking of a world away of childhood and family and friends from another time. This is Uku. Thank you. The sounds of Sudan filtered through an Italian upbringing from the now London-based Amira Kerr. That was Alalea from her new album, aptly named View from Somewhere. It's a song that follows the tradition of telling a story through hidden meanings and imagery. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on BBC Radio 3, and it's time for more from tonight's guests playing live in session for us here in Maida Vale. Jackie Oates and friends playing songs from her new album, Saturnine, and she's going to carry on with another beauty, The Sweet Nightingale.
My sweetheart, come along, don't you hear the fun song, the sweet notes where the nightingale sing? Don't you hear the fun tale of the sweet nightingale as she sings in the valley below? As she sings in the valley below. My sweetheart, don't fail, I will carry your pail all down to the valley below. You shall hear the fond tale of the sweet nightingale as she sings in the valley below. As she sings in the valley below. Pray leave me as she sings in the valley below. As she sings in the valley below. Pray sit yourself down with me on the ground, on this bank where the primroses grow. As she sings in the valley below. As she sings in the valley to lie in the valley below. Or to lie in the valley below. Oh, for to hear the fond tale of the sweet nightingale as she sings in the valley below. She sings in the valley below.
real nightingale there. It's hard, in fact, impossible not to join in that fabulous cascading melody. Jackie Oates with guitarist Tristan Sume joining in on vocal harmony there. Mike Cosgrove on piano and Steve Tyler on hurdy-gurdy. And earlier on in the session, we also heard James Budden on double bass. Roger Short, the producer, and I were just commenting on that song a little earlier on. And it seems like a song that you don't hear much now, but is rattling around in memories from childhood, like it was popular once and disappeared and you've brought it back maybe.
Yeah, well, it's a really popular song in Devon and Cornwall, but it's so popular that it's become a bit of a cliche, a bit like singing the Wild Rover or Danny Boy. But I found that there's a real beauty about the song, and I wanted to see if I could oik that out of it a bit by...
What do you do when you meet a song like that then, where people are going, ugh, that old thing?
Yeah, well, I just look at the words and I think, how can I draw attention to the words, and which words in particular do I want to focus on? So in the case of The Sweet Nightingale, Mike and I have slowed it right down so that the words can come through a bit more clearly. And we wrote a little tune that we called Persephone's Arrival in Bovey Tracy. And so that sort of weaves in and out of the words.
The sound world that you've created for this album and that your music seems to exist in, it's quite different from your brother, Jim Murray's, although he did contribute to some of the arrangements on, one in particular with the bells and everything. It's beautiful. Do you naturally live in different musical worlds, or is there a place where you comfortably collaborate?
Oh, well, I think the passion is the same. We're both really into English traditional songs, but we've come across them as adults differently. So I've spent a lot of time sort of socialising in the folk scene in Devon and hearing these songs firsthand, whereas he tends to research them a bit more and find them in books and recordings. And I've always been into the fiddle and playing tunes, and so a lot of my arrangements are fitted around tune playing, and whereas he's very technically minded, he's got a degree in electronic composition, so he's far more skilled in that department than I am.
And genuinely, and with no shame, a lot of it's created in the bedroom.
It is, yeah, his studio is in his bedroom. He's a very clever man.
So what happens then when the two of you, because you've contributed to his music and vice versa, what happens when the two of you come together?
Oh, it's wonderful. He's one of the people that really inspire me, and we just spark off each other. I love singing with Jim because our voices seem to meld together very well. So he sings in unison with me on one of the tracks on the album.
You say that you've both encountered you've developed your interest in traditional music as adults. Yeah. Was it part of your upbringing then, or has it been coincidentally a voyage of discovery for you both?
Yeah, well, it was. My parents were very into folk music, so we had quite an extensive record collection. So albums like Nick Jones' Penguin Eggs and June Tabor albums were part of our background to our upbringing, really. And my dad was a Morris dancer. So we were going to festivals from a very young age, but I think it wasn't till we both left home and went to university that we discovered how much we were in love with traditional music.
And approaching it, I suppose, on your own terms.
Definitely, yes, because I always assumed that I was a fiddle player because I was far too shy to sing. So I didn't really discover my singing until I was about 19.
And what was it that allowed you to open up that part of your musical world?
Well, I remember going to a sing-around in a village called Black Dog near Mortchard Bishop in the wilds of Devon, and this was the first time I'd seen unaccompanied singing up close, and I was just blown away by the power of it and the way that the stories really grab you in. And I was just so determined that that's what I wanted to do that I went back every month, and each time, you know, I gradually overcame my nerves. And it was such a comfortable environment, and there's only about 10 or 15 people there watching you, so it was quite a comfortable place to learn my craft.
The album itself, tell me about the title, because Saturnine itself is a word can mean quite gloomy.
Yeah, well, I chose the title really to demonstrate a mood. I wanted to see the album as a bit of a soundtrack, a sort of soundscape, and I'm very fascinated with the concept of having a Saturn return. So my Saturn return is this year. It's believed that every 27 to 28 years you have a very significant year of your life in which big changes happen. And I was just aware that I was at this crossroads, so I wanted to make an album that reflected what was going on in my life at that point. I've just moved from Devon to Oxford, so it was a real good time to make use of all the Devon musicians on the record and all of the songs I've learnt.
Are you making this change happen, or was this something that you felt sort of coming over you?
It was a sort of transitional move that I had to make. So I've just moved to Oxford a week ago, but I was aware that it was going to happen for about 6 months. Yes.
Jackie, thank you so much for coming in, and to the rest of the band. And you're going to finish off here with, well, what is the final track on the album? And yes. And it is something of a rounding off
an ending
song. I'm not going to call it an ending. It's a sort of coming together. Tell me about this.
So this is a song called When Fortune Turns the Wheel. I learnt this from Louis Killen, and it's been one of the songs that I like to sing when I'm out at sessions or sing-arounds to make me feel quite empowered. And the subject matter is very cyclical. And I've just noticed that certain events that happen to you in your life will happen again at certain points, but there's a comfort that it's a universal human experience.
Jackie, thank you so much.
Come fill the cup, let's drink about. This night will merry be, for friendship and for harmony. Likewise, my brothers three, to meet once more some other night, my secret joy reveal. For I must stray so far away. Blind fortune turns the wheel. No love, nor joy, nor dress I'll take, my enemy demands. It's when I meet a friend in need to stretch a helping hand. To him I'll drink, for him I'll fight, to him my mind reveal. For friends will be whatever they be when fortune turns the wheel. If some of my pretended friends, if friends you may them call, they falsely turn their back on me when mine was at the wall. But in a glass I'll drink their health, you'll find I wish them well, that someday I may pay the debt when fortune turns the wheel. It's of a handsome fair lad, it's him I'll justly blame. When dark misfortune frowned on me, he denied he knew my name. But friendship by remorse is past, to him I'll never kneel. Our sweethearts find both true and kind when fortune turns the wheel. All you dewy hills of Caledon, likewise sweet Cocodale, where friendship binds the firmest ties and love tells the sweetest tale, is to my friends and to my foes you'll find I wish them well, that we might meet some other night when fortune turns the wheel.
Thanks so much again to Jackie Oates and the rest of the band for the session. The album's called Saturnine. It's out on ECC Records. And the tour continues tomorrow in Ludlow. And from next week again, the 6th in Ivybridge in Devon. And then Bristol and Nottingham. The rest of the dates you can find online. You're listening to Mary-Anne Kennedy here on World on 3, with a couple more Canadian discoveries to come. And solo projects from members of the Swedish power trio Vessen. They've just completed a UK tour in blisteringly good form. But I'm going to carry on just now with another track from the new retrospective of La Negra, the raven-haired Mercedes Sosa, one of the great voices of the socially conscious South American Nueva Canción movement. Banned in her native Argentina for many years, she did eventually return to perform there, as well as some spectacular settings such as the Vatican's Sistine Chapel. And she worked alongside a huge range of artists, from Pavarotti and fellow Argentinian Marta Argerich to Joan Baez and Sting. Here she is in joyous form, celebrating the northeastern corner of Argentina. The plateau, the red painted hills, the jagged mountains, and of course, a sweetheart.
Viva Jujuy, viva La Puna, viva mi amada. Vivan los cerros pintarrajeados de mi quebrada. Viva Jujuy, viva La Puna, viva mi amada. Vivan los cerros pintarrajeados de mi quebrada. De mi quebrada, humahuaqueña, no te separes.
Gelom ange gelom barendar puri drome nza yoi chana diklom anglau bome namushi injo na yo. Dert hojam muya andre tire apio fratello ti rischangos sa samaru mangavi i pe Ce-a tut naști araclu, dacă-i dveșni pañori. Ioi, ava tut ma nali keres, o deu, ma-n bare margea. Калипувшуки наё да диви пен манге преджала сартирия пё Sora mire, ioi da de va.
Y a des jours de plaine, on voit jusqu'à la mer. Y a des jours de plaine, on voit plus loin que la terre. Y a des jours de plaine. Où l'on entend parler nos grands-pères dans le vent. Il y a des jours de plaine, j'ai vu des métis sans peinture de guerre. Il y a des jours de plaine, où j'entends gémir la langue de ma mère. Il y a des jours de plaine,
où l'on n'entend plus rien à cause du vent. J'ai grandi sur la plaine, je connais ses rengaines et ses vents. J'ai les racines dans la plaine, j'ai toutes ses rengaines dans le sang. J'ai des racines en France, aussi longues que la terre. Une langue qui danse aussi bien que ma mère. Une grande famille, des milliers de frères et sœurs dans le temps. J'ai des racines en France aussi fortes que la mer. Une langue qui pense, une langue belle et fière, et des milliers de mots pour le dire, de comment je vis, de qui je suis. J'ai grandi sur la plaine, je connais ses rengaines et ses vents. J'ai des racines dans la plaine, j'ai toutes ses rengaines dans le sang. Il y a des jours de plaine où dans les nuages on voit la mer. Il y a des soirs de plaine où on se sent seul sur la terre. Et il y a des nuits de plaine où il y a trop d'étoiles, il y a trop de lune, le ciel est trop clair. Il y a des jours de plaine où on voit plus loin que la terre. Il y a des jours de plaine où je n'entends plus la langue de ma mère. Il y a des jours de plaine où même mes grands-pères ne sont plus dans le vent. J'ai grandi sur la plaine, je connais ses rengaines et ses vents. J'ai des racines dans la plaine, j'ai toutes ses rengaines dans le sang.
A complete no-brainer for me. Having been promised a hurdy-gurdy festival in Quebec, what we didn't realise till we got there was quite what a huge role song was to play in the weekend. The songs in Chant de Vielle were very much in evidence. And for a small community-based event, the quality of the bands was incredible, including those boys, Labatine Souriance, André Marchand, and friends as Hells Coleman, Les Charbonniers de l'Enfer, one of the bands that have taken close harmony into the Quebec song tradition with aplomb. And their material reflects the various guys' wide musical tastes, from Neil Young to that cover of a French-Canadian pop hit, Jour de Plaine. More, as I said, to come on World Roots come December. Before that was A Lost River, Nane Tuta Panori, from the Polish-Ukrainian band Chachi Vorba, devotees of traditional Roma music, led by fiddler and singer Maria Natinson. The band's name means true speech, what the Roma consider music really to be. And the new album is called Tajno Biav, Secret Marriage. Now, earlier on this year, I had the chance of visiting the good for the soul, but possibly not the constitution, Shetland Folk Festival, celebrating 30 years this year. The lineup during those late spring nights, when already the nights are so short as barely to matter, are always really strong, and this year was no different. My live performance epiphany of the weekend was the Swedish Väsen, a complete revelation with a depth and breadth of sound that you can hardly believe comes from three folk, and a true union of musical souls that comes from 22 years of playing together, still finding new things to say. Their recent UK tour saw them in similar good humour. And as well as showing me where to find chanterelles nearby at home, thank you very much, chaps, I also got a chance to explore some of their solo and other musical projects, which they consider vital to that constant renewal of energy in the band. So here you go. First off, Mikael Marin, playing alongside his other half, Mia, with five-string viola and fiddle, respectively, stepping out from their usual supporting roles in their bands to take a joint lead in this beautiful opener to their own album. This is Bellman's Polska.
Thank you.
Mikael Marin was first up, and then fellow Vesen member Nicola Harpermaster, Olaf Johansson, with, considering their last few gigs, a very appropriately named Scottish from his current solo album Ich Lust Och Glod, with a guest appearance from the harpist from Shetland's Fiddler's Bid, Katrina Mackay. In fact, I think that particular track was recorded in her front room. This is World on Three with Marianne Kennedy. More shortly from the Roots of Rap collection brought out by Tricont that I was getting excited about last time out. And I know it also caught Lopa Katari's attention. But first, some intense blues from the Alabama-born slide guitarist Louisiana Red. His life story pours out of the songs on the Memphis Mojo album. Orphaned by five, he lost his father to a KKK lynch mob, but he went on to make a life for himself in music, playing alongside legends like John Lee Hooker. This recording with fellow bluesman Little Victor was made in lovingly old-school studios in Norway, the Duke Joint, aiming to get all the warmth and fire of the music in there, old style.
Thank you. Folks, I remember when I was a little boy, I was wishing that I'd hurry up and get to be a man so I could go out and have myself a little boogie-woogie. So now I done got to be a man and made 21. Baby, you know I'm gonna go out and have myself some fun. So I slipped off from home one night and I walked into a place. Folks, I tell you, they were really having a time. I say yes, peoples, say y'all really having a ball. Yes, I know. Well, let's jump a while. It got so good to me, folks, I like to overstay my time. And when I got home, I heard Mama just a-fussing at Papa, telling Papa, said, look, old man, you got to stop lighting from coming here this time of morning. I heard Papa tell Mama, that boy now is full grown and done made 21, and you got to let him go out and have himself a little fun now. Folks, they made me feel so good. I went back boogie-woogie just the same. Yes, and I stayed all night, too. Yeah. Well, let's boogie a while. That's the way I like it. Horses just didn't good to me.
As promised, I said I would return to one of the better-known names on Tricont's latest collection. Lightning Slim's Just Made 21, just part of the path beaten back into the roots of black music history to set contemporary rap and hip-hop in its rightful place. It's a fantastic collection, as ever, with Tricont. You should check it out. Before that was Louisiana Red and Yolanda from his album with Little Victor's Juke Joint, Memphis Mojo. A pair of fine female fiddlers next. First, we head for the northern Atlantic coast of Spain, and a player that's stepping into a lead role after playing for such luminaries as Carlos Núñez, Suzanne Sevillan, and Ancho Lorenzo. Begoña Riobo is the lady in question, her name gracing the band, and the debut album likewise. Here is Riobo in action then, with Mareco. Thank you. following the fiddle line there, from Galicia's Begonia Riobo to a young fiddler from Badec, Cape Breton Island, home to Alexander Graham Bell, to much of the island's tourist trade, to some pretty tasty lobster, and to a particular branch of the island's fiddle styles that Rachel Davis was steeped in as she grew up. She's now playing with the young band The Cotters, where her trad stylings help ground the band's overall sound. And that track was from a Cape Breton University sampler recorded in their posh new recording studio, with thanks to Heather Sparling for giving me a whistle-stop tour of their music and culture programmes. And that's all for tonight. Thanks again to Jackie Oates and the band for the session, to Chris Rouse and James Birtwistle in the studio, and to producer Roger Short, as ever. I'm Mary-Anne Kennedy, and my final offering tonight is by way of a tee-up for this Sunday night's World Roots, which this week features a concert of song from the king of the Sufi street singers, Zain Zaur. There's more devotional Sufi song as well next week here on World 1-3 when the session comes from Adil Said Chishti. But the final track tonight is Zain Zaur and Ike Ife. And it comes from the soundtrack to the film West is West. Good night.
जो ना जाने हक की ताकत जो ना जाने हक की ताकत जो ना जाने हक की ताकत रब ना देवे उसको हिम्मत रब ना देवे उसको हिम्मत हम मन के दरिया में डूबे हम मन के सी नैया क्या मंजदार बस करी हो यार इन बस करी हो यार बस करी
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Well, to Norway now, the Norwegian Radio Orchestra conducted by Antoni Rosmar Bahr. It's a concert they gave in the Oslo University Concert Hall in 2007, and it closes with the Teenage Schubert Second Symphony. Before it, soprano Er Inderhaug joins the orchestra for songs and arias by Delibes, Massenet and Ravel. And the concert opens with Ravel's tribute to a much-loved musical ancestor, Le Tombeau de Couperin. A tombeau is literally a tomb, though a better translation here would be perhaps tombstone or memorial piece. Despite this tombeau's generally elegant progress, it's also Ravel's memorial to friends who'd been killed in the First World War. Thank you.
Thank you.